Blog Talk Radio. I have the day off today from work. which is usually the normal situation. This weekend, this week coming up, I got today off, and I got Saturday off, and I got Sunday off. But next week, I'll probably have a Tuesday off and maybe a Friday. Or just maybe just a regular Tuesday, or it could be just regular Friday, considering that they consider Sunday the beginning of a new week. So it's hard to tell. Usually I get a Tuesday off, so that's why I come to these shows here on Tuesday. But I can always do a Saturday show too, hopefully. As long as it doesn't cost me too much in the way of cash. Actually, I really do need to check out my phone bill. I don't know if this is a toll-free number or not. I'm not really 100% sure. It only costs me about 10 cents a minute, so talking about $3 maybe at most, at maximum, that I pay just for doing a show here, which is all right. But some important news I'd like to turn around and tell you about. I have started another show on tinychat.com. I've started two shows, actually. The first one began last night, and that would be Nights with Timberwolf. For those of you who are coming up on here, it's on getting tongue-tied here. But anyway, it's up on tinychat.com. And that's HTTP, I hate being tongue-tied. Actually, my tongue got caught on my canine teeth. I couldn't see what I was saying. But anyway, it's at tinychat.com/LeckyPup. Nights with Timberwolf is at 11 p.m., and we do regular music videos there, or at least we try to. This breaks the norm of all My Little Pony, you know, stuff. It gives stuff for people who are kind of tired of all the My Little Pony stuff and just want to take a break. You come up and listen to some great music, you know, have some interesting conversations here and there. And but we have also TWLF The Wolf pony music videos. I'll either be playing pony music videos or some of the fanfic readers on that certain area. And these, both of these shows last about an hour long, and I'll be doing that at 6 o'clock tonight. I'll be doing it basically pretty much at 6 o'clock every time I have a chance to be off. So the pony music videos and the and what have you, the 6 o'clock hour will only be done at the same time when I do the Wolf's Den here, only on my days off. But Nights with Timberwolf will be done every night. This way, you can come talk to me, and, you know, even, who knows, I might even have you as a guest DJ. Who knows? And that I can do. I wanted to have a, I'd like to have a guest host here, you know, a co-host with me here on the Wolf's Den, but nobody took me up on my offer. So, oh, freaking well. But that's all right. I'm doing all right anyway. And I don't know if I have a... That's one thing about this. I don't think I have a chat room here, to tell you the truth, honestly. At least I don't think. Let me look. Search? Nope. well, I do, but I would have to leave the radio station itself. I could probably... Let me look. Let me look and see. No, I won't. I don't want to screw anything up. So if you're in a chat room, you know, go ahead and discuss things amongst yourselves while listening to me, or if you're thinking about having one person, you know, who can contact me and wants to discuss certain things about My Little Pony or My Little Pony music videos or myself in general or animation in general, you know, discuss it amongst yourselves and have somebody call in, which is also very good for me. or, you know, I mean, to come up to have three or four people, you know, speaking at the same time, well, it might be interesting. I might even do a video show if I can get somebody up and going later on today. I don't know, or else later on tomorrow or whenever, off of Google Plus. Or just do it off of YouTube. So that's some of the things I could probably do. I'm always thinking of some goofy ideas. I've already thought of a couple more animations that I'll be doing on Plotagon. So one of them's going to deal with basic law enforcement type of animation. The other one's going to be more of a military type of an animation. Which I think is kind of interesting. I haven't thought of names, but I do have plots in my head besides pony plots. I figured I'd say that before somebody else did. Gotta be the jokester all the time. I know people will be thinking about that. I wonder if anybody's ever done that, you know? You know, a couple of bronies get together and they're talking amongst themselves about My Little Pony, and one brony says to another, it's like, what's your favorite plot on MLP? It's like, rarities. It's like, what? Okay. just a little humor there. A little bit of nasty humor, but it's humor anyway. I'm good. I have to think of things like that, you know, for my My Little Pony comedy stand-up type deal, and I'm trying to get that done. I want to try to do that and mix it in with You Might Be a Brony, and which I think is pretty cool. I've got quite a bit of You Might Be a Bronies written down. I have to relook at them and do the show. So, which would be kind of interesting to do. I think I might do that. You know, I got time on my hands today. I have to sit back. I got to relax. I mean, after the past couple of days of work, now, you got to understand something, everybody. My days are usually filled, and the only time I watch My Little Pony: Friendship is Magic is over YouTube. I listen to some of the commentators on there, Sound Speed and Dr. Wolf and a few others. And that's the only way I get to watch the My Little Pony programming, because I have a basic satellite, just basic. I don't get the Family Channel and stuff like that there. Wish I did, but I don't. But anyway, now my days are usually start off early in the mornings. I get up about 4 a.m. in the morning, and deliver papers. I deliver the morning newspaper. I deliver that until about 6 a.m. Then from 6 a.m. on, I'm on the internet. And I'm either going through my email or I'm on Plotagon trying to think of, you know, what my next episode is going to be. Because I've already done Starbase 10, another episode of Starbase 10 is up on YouTube now. My everyday life is over with. I finally got that finished. And and like I said, I've got two more animations coming up, but I don't want to mix them all up like I've been doing recently, because, you know, people tend to see one and then the other and say, well, what happened to the other one? You know, it's like, no, I've got it. I'm just doing one after the other instead of doing, you know, one complete show then starting another complete show. I don't know what's going to work best, but that's just me. But anyway, I do that all morning long. I even check my Twitter and everything else. I go to Google Plus and I try to talk to people there and you know, let them know what I'm doing. I still need to update my homepage, which I didn't do last month. So I got to do that this month, which I'll probably do later on tonight, probably between the two shows here. And then about 11 o'clock, I eat lunch, and then I'm out of here by about 12:30, quarter to one, because it takes me 30 minutes to get to my next destination, which is my full-time job working at a pet nutrition plant, which means I make dog and cat food. And that gets hard enough over there. And then I'm there from 2 o'clock in the afternoon until about 10 o'clock at night. Then I got a 30-minute walk back home. And then I got to sit down and do a radio show from 11 until 12, in bed by 12, up again by 3, so I can be out the door by 4. So, it's every now and then. Now, for those of you who are sitting there saying, I do too much, every now and then I do come home at 6 o'clock, and then I lay down and I go to sleep for about an hour or two. So I do get enough sleep. But anyway, I see on the stream limit, I am running out of, but it's about halfway through. So please stand by for local station identification.
You're listening to the Wolf's Den on TWOLF, The Wolf, in the Everfree Forest.
And we're back, and still there's nobody up here wanting to do this. I thought it would be an interesting thing to do. But then again, I'm doing it on a Tuesday, and most of the people that I talk to on Google Plus, either in, you know, in their late high school or in their college years, or, you know, they have a job. It's not like I don't have a job. I do have a job. Another thing I got to get back to work doing is doing my Pony Music Parodies, is what I call them, or PMPs. This is where I take everyday music from famous artists and add a pony theme to it, type of deal. Take the Shy Lights and sing in the song My Girl. Instead of singing My Girl, I'll say either My Filly, you know, or My Pony, you know, something like that. And people tend to like it. I've got 3 songs on SoundCloud right now, and I got 2 more songs that are in my computer that I cannot put on SoundCloud because they say it's a violation. But yet I've got 3 others up there. Well, one doesn't have music to it, and that's one of my biggest hits, which is I'll Never Smoke Weed with Twilight Again, which is, everybody likes that, so... Who knows? I might put it on at 6 o'clock tonight too. So, those of you who are listening, please, I will put it up on Google. For those of you who are on Google, about the 6 o'clock programming coming to Tiny Chat. Don't worry about it. I'll make sure you get the message. A little bit sooner than, well, I only had like about almost 30 minutes to, you know, send out a Google reminder saying, hey, my show starts at 3 o'clock. Please be there. And it's like, I'm waiting for a reply and nobody replied, but that's all right. And I understand that most of you turn around and can't get to a telephone or don't have Skype. And I do appreciate you. I really do appreciate you coming in and listening to the show. Okay. We got about 10 minutes left. And I want to start discussing a little bit more about the upcoming season of My Little Pony Friendship and Magic, Season 6, which is coming out in, March. I do believe it's going to be in April or May, so we got about another month, maybe 2 months to wait, and which is very, everybody's anticipating this. Like I said, the beginning of Season 6, it might be a 2-part episode, I do not know. But we do know that Cadence and Shining Armor do have their baby. Now, the end of last season, now this is what I don't understand. To my understanding, I believe M.A. Larson wrote the script for that last season. And if he did, he fumbled that like a Carolina Panther during the Super Bowl at the 1-yard line. What should have happened in that, I mean, I'm not saying it was a bad show. It was a good show. But what should have been done was, instead of Pinkie Pie turning around and blurting out the Shining Armor and Cadence are having a baby to every pony out there, She should have read the note and said, "This is amazing," and then let us follow, make us wonder why she's going so nuts on what she knows. And then when Shining Armor gives Twilight, you know, the scavenger hunt, we could have played along with it. And then at the end, you know, hit us with the Caves of Shining Armor having a baby. I mean, take a look at the Cutie Mark Crusaders when they got their cutie marks and Raiders of the Lost Mark. Now that, I mean, I still think of that and I get kind of teary-eyed. They did get their marks, which I think is great. I think, actually, I'll tell you what, the top two to me of last year, number one would be Raiders of the Lost Mark. And then number two would be the 100th episode. Those two alone were just super shows. I really did enjoy them. And the one where Pinkie Pie knows, if they could have done it the way I turned around and said, you know, not tell us about Caden's Shining Armor's expecting a bundle of joy, but just to come out and let us, you know, figure it out along with the show, that would have been number two. That would have just jumped the season or episode 100, you know, jumped it up over just like the Raiders of Lost Mark did. But instead, they let Pinkie Pie blur it out, and it's like the show's pretty much over. The only thing we're doing is watching Pinkie Pie go nuts. You know, I mean, we could have been watching Pinkie Pie go nuts and going nuts ourselves, wondering what she knew. You know, that would have been the way to go. In, you know, in my terminology, basically. And that's the way I think it should have went. But they're the head writers over there. This is what they want. This is what they got. So I ranked that one probably about third or fourth, maybe. I'll have to recheck because I'm trying to do a top 10 of each season, and I'm going to try to get that up on Daily Motions and YouTube as pretty much as what I can. Like I said, I'm still working on something like that. And also I'm working on some other things. But anyway, some of the other things I gave predictions for season 6. I've updated them a little bit since I got about 6 minutes to go here. I look for the cutie mark. Oh, never mind. I was going to think of something else, but I didn't want to bring out a spoiler. almost let the cat out of the bag on that one. Now, but I believe what's going to happen with the cutie mark Crusaders in this season, I think we might see them going along with the main six, or at least one of them, if not all three of them, going along with one or two of the main six to a different area to help them with a friendship problem. I look for maybe one, possibly two shows like that, or the cutie map may call them in only to do that. I look for that this season. I also look for an actual episode with Queen Chrysalis coming out. I'm looking for that because we haven't really seen her or had a full episode about her, except for when Twilight and was time traveling. You know, that was the only time we've seen her. But it was only for a short time. But I think that was just a teaser to let us know. Yeah, Queen Chrysalis is still out there somewhere. You know, so she's gonna try to mark her revenge somehow. So why not bring her back in season 6? Because just about every season has had at least one villain. And I think when Queen Chrysalis comes back, I think we're going to be seeing her in Discord going at it. I think. I'm not 110% sure. So, but I'm also looking to, you know, have them show us different parts of Equestria as well. You know, I mean, they've been Yak Yakistan, well, they haven't really been into it, but they've been places like, I call it Equal Town. They've been to Manhattan, I'm looking for them to go to Philadelphia, possibly Las Vegas, sometime this season or possibly next. And that's about all I can think of for right now. That is basically what I think season six is going to be a little bit about. Plus, we're going to have the regular antics, you know, whether it be in Ponyville, Canterlot, or we might go visit Brayburn again, I think Brayburn might come to Ponyville and help out Applejack do something, because I think Applejack might have a little problem at the farm that he might help out with. I don't know. That sounds like an interesting story there, too. Whew. Man, trying to talk for 30 minutes without even having a caller. I think I've done pretty well this show. But I don't think this show is going to get nearly as high enough ratings as some of the others. So I'm going to let you in on a secret. I'm going to try my very, very best to find some guests to come on the show. Because I notice that when I have a guest, I have more people, you know. I might get a hold of Red Tiger again. I don't know. Last time I knew he was sick, and then it seemed like he just lost all interest in coming on the show. Or maybe he might have thought that I lost all interest of having him come on the show. So, Red Tiger, if you're out there, I still would like to have you on the show. And just to get things started with, but I'll be trying to look for other people, maybe animators, regular animators, other than MLP animators. So, and maybe, who knows, maybe I might come in contact with some of the voiceover actors from the My Little Pony and try to get one of them to come up and chit-chat for a half hour. So I have no idea. But a lot of them, you pretty much have to pay. You know, you have to go and see their, you know, their people, and their people sit there and say, well, if you want this person on our show, your show, here's what it's going to cost you, you know. But who knows? It's ridiculous. Or I might have some of the pony commentators come on, you know. I don't know. I'll check with Keyframe and Golden Fox and see if they both would like to do a show. So, Keyframe and Golden Fox, if you're out there, you're listening, thinking about hitting you up for coming on my show. But anyway, I think having a guest or even having a co-host does make a show a lot better. So, I see by the clock on the wall, I got 1 minute 43 seconds. I'm looking for that nice little ringtone in my ear saying, you have 60 seconds, you know. Or 95 seconds, something like that there. But anyway, like I said, I'm still working hard, trying to do stuff to make people happy in the Brony community. Doing my best anyway. And there it is, 90 seconds. So, it's nice to have a show where the stage, where they have their own stage personnel telling you how much time you got left in your ear. I still can't, you know, I wonder if they do that on regular television shows. You know, they have a little earbud in their ear, and they, you know, the manager's in the back, and they're saying, you got 60 seconds left, you know. There we go, 60 seconds. Okay. So, I'm going to get off the air here, and I just want to let you know, I want to thank everybody for listening in to The Wolf Den, and I hope and pray that I will try to make this a lot better show so I can, you know, please you guys. So if you have any questions and, you know, comments about the show, please let me know. I'm on my Google site. Most of you already know me. So until next time, or until 6 o'clock tonight on Tiny Chat for my little pony music videos, this is Timberwolf for The Wolf's Den. For TWOLF, The Wolf. Have a great day, and I'll catch you on the flip side.